Go see a movie and you'd expect to pay a local tax on your ticket, but stream it on Netflix? Probably not. Some say charging a tax on web streaming services sets dangerous precedent, but the city of Chicago has done it, saying they are leveling the playing field between digital companies and brick-and-mortar businesses. Chicagoans are calling the 9% tax a, quote, cloud tax, NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
There was no debate or public hearings over Chicago's 9% cloud tax. The city says that's because it isn't new and is actually a clarification, not an expansion, of two taxes that have long been in effect. One is called the personal property lease transaction tax, the other the amusement tax, which has traditionally been tacked onto tickets for concerts and sporting events. But now, just about everybody who pays to stream a video or television show will have to pay more, like college student Luis Montalvo.
Currently, I'm catching up on Orange is the New Black.
Netflix reportedly plans to pass along the 9% tax the city will apply to streaming and cloud-based services to customers like Montalvo.
It might not seem like a very big deal because it's just Netflix, but what are we going to tax next? You know, I feel like that's going to open the door to start taxing Facebook at some point, which seems ridiculous to me.
Facebook is not in the mix, but this tax will apply to paid subscriptions for streamed entertainment like TV shows, movies, and digital music, and to so-called cloud-based services like the multiple listing service that realtors use. Brian Bernardoni with the Chicago Association of Realtors says that's raised a lot of concern in the industry.
We see this as akin to taxing a hammer each time you use it when you build a house.
The tax is expected to add about $12 million in revenue to a city struggling to fill a deep budget hole. Michael Reaver with the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce says Chicago has held the line on property and sales taxes. He calls the tax on cloud-based computer services a nickel-and-dime approach.
This kind of, you know, year-to-year, month-to-month kind of budget crisis management is not the way to go, and it certainly doesn't give businesses a certainty in how they invest their money.
In a statement, the city says its rulings, which made streaming services and databases subject to those taxes, brings companies using new technology in line with brick-and-mortar businesses. The city also promised exemptions for startup tech companies based on their revenue. Bernardoni with the Realtors Association says regardless, there's plenty of people bothered by Chicago's approach.
Tax policy is one of those things that not only people in the city of Chicago look at, but people across the country look at. And when we add new taxes, we add another cloud around the city saying this is not a good place to do business.
The so-called cloud tax, already in effect, may have caught some off guard, but the high-tech industry is already considering a legal challenge to Chicago's tax on streaming and database services. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.